Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And this is a bonus show for the energy of relationships for you. I gave you a question. What would you like your relationships to look like, be like, feel like? And as I was going through and doing some journaling around that question myself, I started thinking about the actual people I want to be in relationship with. So if you're struggling with that question, you can take the approach of, this is the way I did it in my journal, and you can play with it for yourself, but just be honest. I'm only available for people. And then every sentence would begin with people. And as I started to look at it, I focused on, okay, the basics as well as the micro aspects of people. And again, this list is not specifically related to dating or a particular area of your life or a particular client. It's the overall energy of the people in your life. And as I was going through it, I'm like, oh yeah, because I mean, it's fun. I want to give it away in terms of like the insight I gathered, but play with this first and then see what you come up with, because chances are you're going to get to the end of making this list. And mine was long. I think I told you in the original exercise to keep it short, but this actually came out, I mean, it was like a good 3 pages front and back in my journal. I have just a basic notebook. Let your mind really think about the people you want to be around, without comparing it to previous situations. And then the next layer to this, what immediately after I made this list, what came up was, okay, do a quick releasing exercise on energies and of people, people I would never want to be associated with again. So I kind of went through and just whatever popped in my mind, I wrote it down. Or whoever popped in my mind, I wrote it down. Sometimes I didn't even know the name. I knew the experience. So I just wrote something related to that. And you do that as quickly as you possibly can. Don't give it a lot of thought. Now, in this process, I know for me, what led to me making this list, I recorded the show last night. And then this morning I got up and I was thinking about some old experiences from my past. And it was triggering feelings, low vibrational feelings, and they felt heavy, but I'm hip to the fact I can't run from it, right? I can't stuff it down because it'll just get in the way. It'll sit in my energy field. And then next thing I know, I'm in a situation similar to that. That is vibration. Like vibration attracts like vibration. And I don't think we do any of that consciously, but we do have the tools to help us consciously make choices and decisions that support our well-being. So as I was going through that and I was meditating on that, I was just letting those experiences come up. And I consciously had to, even in the guilt and shame, had to kind of rise up out of myself energetically and look at the situations that were coming up and the people that were coming up from multiple perspectives. So the key here is to move out of the space of making yourself wrong or bad or feel even more terrible than the feeling that past experience is bringing up. So I would say that this is actually a bigger exercise than as simple as I made it in the original show. And why are we doing it? Because again, if you can get clear in your mind about the type of people and relationships you want in your life, then you become a magnet for it. When it's just this kind of vague idea and or maybe even based on assumptions like, well, isn't this the way it's supposed to be? I know I held that for a long time about relationships that, oh, well, of course that's the way it's supposed to be, but I wasn't getting that. And so getting that in terms of what was I magnetizing? I was magnetizing typically the opposite of that. So it's not just, oh, relationships just work the way you think they're supposed to work. You have to consciously hold the belief that you are only available for relationships that work in harmony with who you are. It's not about anybody else at this stage. It's just about you. And so this exercise, I'm only available for people who, and you go through people who and fill in people who, I was like, oh my God, yeah, that's exactly who I want to be around. and it's not just romantic or friendships. It could be who you're doing business with. It could be who lives next door. It could be a coworker. It could be a professional liaison that's not in your immediate world, but you interact with them from time to time. You can bring in the overall energy of what you want your relationships to be. You can be a magnet to that. And again, going back to my whole, for many years, I lived like I just assumed relationships were supposed to be a certain way, but I was getting the opposite of it. I was drawing to me the opposite of what I wanted. And so I had to stop and say, what's going on here? Because everything is vibration. So if I was holding, you know, it wasn't just out of the blue that these, you know, shitty relationships were showing up for me, or these low vibrational people were showing up for me. It was because I was holding energy of that, whether I was, even if I was assuming it was supposed to be that way, some part of me was giving permission for this type of person and this type of relationship to be in my life. And now that I'm hip to that, I don't have to welcome it in. I can say no. Boundaries get a hell of a lot easier when you are aware. So the goal of this exercise is just to be aware. So I'm not available for people who, or I'm only available for people who. And then after you're done with this, if you need to do a releasing exercise where you just kind of go through and list negative relationships, people that weren't in alignment with you, terrible people, write it down. Write it down. And then I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. Write fast. And it shouldn't take you a long time. And then destroy the page. I rip it up in little pieces and run it underwater to clear the energy. Some people burn. Do what feels right and true to you. And then last little piece here, I finished, you know, I got as far as I could on the list in this journaling session, you know, before I transition into something else. And I realized, hey, I want to revisit this list and I actually want to see this like a rough draft and create a final draft. So there's always that. I recommend that anytime you are listing in a way in which you want to create a new energetic way of being in your life, the first time you write on it, I always recommend writing because it's so much easier than trying to think it out and hold all the thoughts in place. Like, yeah, it just gets really messy. And even if you're imagining it, I could be wrong, but most things that we see visually, like say a movie or a TV show, started as a written document, right? And then it came to life, right? So conceive of it in your mind, write it down, and then you can start to envision and imagine it and make it real for yourself. Because once you make it real in your mind that you're only available for a certain type of people, that's all that will show up. It just will be. And even in the event someone that is not in alignment shows up, you can be like, oh yeah, no. And it's not a big deal. It's not a big dramatic storyline in your life. It's just like, oh yeah, no. That's cool. Thanks for playing. I'm moving on, right? It doesn't have to be something you take personally. It doesn't have to be something that feels overwhelming or emotional or, you know, it just doesn't. Yeah. The more and more I play with we are in charge of our reality and we create a reality based on our energy. And once we get clear about what energies work for us and what doesn't work for us, it's so much easier to say no in the most painless way possible. Because many of the people that listen to my program, you struggle with saying no, right? We say yes to a lot of shit that we don't want. And so why continue to live life that way? Let's start to create a new way of being. All right, that's my show. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the massive result intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much. I look forward to connecting with you again.